This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well now, well once again, allow us to express our greetings to each of you. And before we begin, we would remind you that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in that silent communication and to have the opportunity to alter your consciousness and to interact with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon or all once again, indeed, that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And as always, once again, the choice is yours. Absolutely. Now, you exist, as we have suggested, in this vibrational level by choice. And you, in your various levels of consciousness, choose beliefs and belief systems, and choose certain circumstances for you to experience in a particular incarnational period. And when you enter into that incarnational period, many times, once again, you bring those belief systems carried within what you like to refer to as your DNA. And through the alteration of the energy that surrounds the DNA, you bring in the opportunity to experience that reality in this incarnational period. Now, that doesn't mean that this incarnational period and what you experience in this incarnational period is only determined and influenced by your subconscious or altered states of consciousness. Absolutely not. You in your so-called awakened consciousness state not only can but do have the ability to influence and to alter your beliefs and belief systems, and as a consequence, alter the reality that you experience in this incarnational period. That opportunity exists in all of your incarnational periods. But you, particularly in this incarnational period, in what we like to refer to as the New Age and New Energy, have put in place an alteration of the various energy that creates your reality, that gives you the opportunity to influence your reality from a conscious state in a manner that's been very difficult for you to achieve in other so-called past incarnational periods. Incarnational periods in your so-called past, particularly in what we like to refer to as your frequent past in the last several thousand years, you have put in place and been involved in a creation process that was, for the most part, predetermined in your altered states of consciousness. And you entered into a reality and sort of accepted what you experienced in that reality as some type of fate that was, for many, beyond your capacity to influence or control. And you simply existed within that reality based upon beliefs and belief systems and choices that you made in your altered states of consciousness. Still your creation, but in your awakened consciousness that seemingly beyond your capacity to control or influence. There were, in these various so-called history parts of your reality, individuals who became quite adept at understanding that there was possible for them to consciously influence and to consciously create their reality. And as a result, experienced realities that appeared to be beyond the capacity for others to experience or to achieve any type of success in that type of conscious creation influence. Many times you looked upon these individuals as individuals who were somehow superior to each of the others. You're only superior in what you perceive in your awakened conscious state. As we have suggested, each of you are equal. There is not one who is any more or any less than any other entity existing, not only in your vibrational level, but in any other vibrational level. However, in that awakened consciousness state, some held the belief that it was possible to consciously influence the reality, and as a result became quite adept when compared to others in that particular era or that particular incarnational period at achieving or influencing reality from a conscious state. And once again, as you in this incarnational period have, as a human consciousness, chosen to alter the energy that you utilize to comprise this illusionary reality, it is much easier for you to consciously influence and create your reality from an awakened conscious point of view. Your reality, regardless of what it is that you're experiencing, is created in the same manner. It's a reflection of your beliefs and belief systems. Now, that can become very complicated. The simplicity is that you hold beliefs and belief systems, and as a result, you experience this reality. It's a very simple statement, and then actually a very true statement. But nonetheless, when you begin to explore the complexity, it's like, similar to our analogy, that you understand that each element that is within this illusionary reality that you experience in your waking consciousness state is comprised of molecules that are indeed made up of atoms. And the atoms are very similar in their structure. And yet the combination of these atoms into molecules can indeed result in various seemingly entirely different objects that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And it's a combination of the molecules and the atoms that comprise all of the elements that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. This concept of atoms and molecules is very simple, but the complexity comes when you begin to combine them into the, once again, objects that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. So it is that this reality that you experience, that is comprised of your beliefs and belief systems, has within its component your so-called human consciousness belief systems, your societal belief systems, and your individual belief systems. And they are all combined to result in the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. Once again, in your so-called past, in your history, you found it very difficult, through your choices, to consciously influence and consciously create your reality. However, in this particular so-called incarnational period, you have once again, as a human consciousness, chosen to make it much easier for you to consciously influence and create your reality. So how do you do that? Well, it's really quite simple. It's simple and yet very difficult for many to apply the principles. You see, the spark of consciousness that you are gives to you that which you desire. That can be very difficult to grasp when this reality that you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state is one that you look at as being less than desirable. But nonetheless, at some level of your consciousness, you desire to experience that reality. You can it now in your awakened consciousness state have an influence upon that desire. Understand what it is that you desire. Be very specific in what it is that you desire. You see, if you choose to hold a belief that you're not in control, that's still a choice. You make the choice. You can choose to believe that you're not in control. You can choose to believe that there are other entities that control and influence your reality, but you still make the choice. It is your choice to believe whatever it is that you believe. It's not in some type of a belief system that is imposed upon you, but rather one that you choose. And so if you choose to believe you're not in control, this is again from the spark of consciousness that you are not a right or wrong decision. It's not good or bad. It's a choice that you make. It's a desire that you have, and the spark of consciousness that you are validates the belief you hold without judging as to whether it's right or wrong. So we're not suggesting that it's right or wrong. If you choose to believe that you're not in control, that's fine. You can have that. Not only can, but will and do have that. And it's not a right or wrong, it's a choice that you make, and you can have it, absolutely. If, however, you wish to have the capacity to consciously influence your reality, then you must accept that it's your choice to create and influence your reality. If you choose to believe that it's not possible, then it's not possible for you. But it's not, again, a right or wrong concept, it's a choice that you make. It's a desire that you have. And the spark of consciousness validates the belief you hold, gives to you that which you desire. Even though that desire in your awakened consciousness state may result in a reality that you look upon as being less than desirable, or it may be one that you find very desirable, the spark of consciousness, once again, does not judge the right or wrong, desirable or not desirable. That's an awakened human consciousness concept. And so, understand what it is that you desire. Understand as well that the spark of consciousness is not going to suggest or judge or deny, because in your awakened consciousness state you may look at it as being either desirable or less than desirable. Understand that what it is you desire is what you get. It's what you create and experience in your awakened consciousness state. So desire. Desire is an important aspect of influencing your reality consciously. Understanding what it is that you desire. Utilize your imagination. Imagination is a very powerful creation tool that you utilize over and over, whether you choose to believe it or not. All of the experiences that you have that are as the result of your advanced technology in your so-called advanced society are as the result of someone's imagination. Someone imagined what it would be like. Imagine if we could do this. Imagine what it would be like if we could fly. Imagine what it would be like if we could communicate on someone on the other side of our Earth system. Imagination. Understand what it is that you desire and then utilize your imagination. When you utilize your imagination, it's important that you put into the experience of your imagination, your imaginary experience, all of your senses. And it's important that you experience and imagine that it is occurring now. If you continuously desire and utilize your imagination that somewhere I am going to achieve what it is that I desire, then it will always be somewhere. So in your imagination, understand that you exist in the now. Time and space are illusionary. Utilize your imagination as if it is now. It's very important to understand and to utilize all of your senses in your imagination. It's also very beneficial if you were to go into an altered state of consciousness, what we refer to as a meditative state. For in that state, you still exist within the limitations of this veil that you put in place. But it's much easier to utilize your imagination as if time and space do not exist, as if what it is that you desire, you can imagine that you have it now and experience what it would be like to have it now. And then you have perhaps the most difficult aspect of this conscious creation process is the expectation that you can achieve it. You must believe.
a very difficult aspect. Because you see, it's the element that is comprised of beliefs and belief systems that you deserve to achieve what it is that you desire, that you have the capacity to create what it is that you desire, that you truly are capable of creating this reality, that you can put aside this concept that you're not in control, but accept the responsibility. And then through the expectation, you have the worthiness that you really do have the capacity and the ability and indeed the worthiness to experience and to achieve what it is that you desire. Expectation for many can be a very difficult part of this conscious creation process. Expectation. And we've spoken of it before, that while we hesitated to give you methods or techniques, because you see, a method or technique is only as good as your belief in the method or technique. If you don't believe that it can achieve what it is that you're attempting, then it doesn't matter what the method or technique is. Your belief in the method or technique is far more important than the method or technique itself. So you must believe that it's possible for you to achieve whatever method or technique it is that you utilize. And so once again, we'd hesitate to give methods or techniques. Choose one that you believe in. However, when it comes to this expectation, it's very beneficial if you like who you are. You see, if you don't like who you are, it becomes very difficult for you to have the expectation that you can achieve what it is that you desire. If you don't like who you are, then it becomes very difficult for you to experience what we refer to as love and self-love. You have to like who you are. And so, one of the methods that you can utilize to begin to achieve this liking who you are is you make a set of principles, a list of principles that you would like to apply to your activities that you create and experience. You see, you create all of these day-to-day interactions with others that give you the opportunities for you to react, to hold certain feelings and beliefs and attitudes. And depending upon the principles that you apply, you indeed experience either negative or positive thoughts and feelings that surround that activity that you have created. And if you apply a principle that you feel is important, then you begin to strengthen your character, and you begin to feel good about who you are, and you begin to like yourself. And so you make a list of principles. A list of principles that you believe are important. You don't make a list of principles because you want someone else to look at your principles and think that you are a nice person. You have to like who you are. Not doing it so that others will like who you are. Put in place a set of principles, and when the opportunity presents itself, apply the principles, and you begin to strengthen your character. Now, we have warned before about the pitfalls that become someone who has a difficulty in liking who they are. When you apply the principles and you begin to strengthen your character, you create realities and you create the circumstances where you have the opportunities to apply the principles. And because you lack that self-confidence many times, or you don't really like who you are, when the opportunity presents itself, you don't think about the principles. It's like you're not worthy, and so you don't apply the principles. And then you sit back and say, well, look at that, I can't do it. I'm a failure. I can't continuously strengthen my character. I knew that it wasn't in me. And so you dwell upon that instance where you failed to apply the principle. We would suggest that it's more beneficial for you to dwell upon the times when you successfully applied the principle. If it's 9 times out of 10 that you apply the principles, then in any other area of your creation and of your experience in your awakened consciousness state, you would look upon it as a tremendous success.
But now, because it has to do with strengthening your character and liking who you are, you dwell upon the negative. Don't dwell upon the negative. Don't dwell upon the time that you failed. Dwell upon the times that you are successful. Like who you are. You are all that is. Remember that there is not one entity existing in this vibrational level or in any other vibrational level who is any more or any less than what you are. Like who you are. Apply the principles and you begin to strengthen your character. And you begin to like who you are. And there's an amazing thing happens when you begin to like who you are. Others begin to like you as well. And you begin to experience the capacity to love yourself consciously. To like yourself leads to loving yourself consciously. Love is an aspect that requires being in a state of doing and a state of being. When someone is involved in a loving relationship, it's not just an emotion or a feeling that they have for the other person or indeed for yourself. You see, loving yourself or loving someone else requires the same feelings and emotions, and it requires doing certain things as an expression of that love. You see, when you love someone else, you do things that allow that other individual to experience emotions and feelings that are what they would term as being very positive emotions and feelings. You give to someone to allow someone to experience joy, to allow someone to experience a sense of being, to allow someone to experience a sense of security, to allow someone a sense of intimacy. And when you give to someone in a loving expression, you give without conditions. Unconditional love. You see, when you're involved in a relationship, and it's a loving relationship, but you give a gift, and you say, well, I'm going to assist you in some way, providing that you follow these rules. That's putting in place conditions, and when you put in place conditions on a gift, you are now forming a contract. And there's nothing wrong with contracts. It's what allows your society to function. But you need to understand that that's an interaction between two entities that may be in a loving relationship, but nonetheless it's a contract. The other entity feels that they have to perform certain tasks in order to continue to receive the gift. Then that's not an unconditional expression of love. When you give a gift of love to allow that other to experience the joy, to experience the security, the intimacy, you give it without conditions. You allow another entity to be who they are and accept them as they are. That's an expression of love. Accepting someone as they are. Being intimate with someone, an intimate relationship, allowing someone to feel that intimacy, to trust someone, understanding what trust is and allowing someone to trust you is in a loving relationship. When you're involved in loving someone else or loving yourself, there are certain things that you do that allow you to experience certain feelings and emotions. That's love. That's being involved in a loving relationship. That's a sense of being and doing, which is required. So many entities involved in a loving relationship don't understand what it is to be in a loving relationship. And as a consequence of that lack of understanding, they feel that they somehow are not deserving. They don't like who they are consciously. And as a result, they have difficulty in the expectation part of this creation process. You have to like who you are, and you begin to love yourself consciously. And when that occurs, others begin to like who you are as well, and you begin to have that expectation. And so the creation process involves that element of desire, imagination, and expectation. then in order for you to consciously influence it, you have to be aware of this reality that you're experiencing that is based upon your choices and your decisions. And your choices and decisions will be influenced by your thoughts and feelings. And your thoughts and feelings are influenced by your beliefs and belief systems. And it's like a circle where each one is connected to and influences the other. When you are struggling to understand what a belief or a belief system is that you hold that's responsible for the reality that you're experiencing, we would encourage you to pay attention to the spontaneous attitudes that you experience. Because you see, your attitudes and your beliefs are combined, intertwined with each other. You can have an attitude that you hold because in your awakened consciousness that you have been told that if you hold a positive attitude that everything will be positive in your life and things will go better. And we're not going to dispute that. Absolutely not. If you believe that a positive attitude assists in your creation process, then by all means, follow that. What we're suggesting is that when you are involved in a circumstance or a situation and you have that spontaneous attitude, be it positive or negative, but it's a spontaneous attitude and you think, oh, where did that come from? It comes from the belief that you hold. Your beliefs and your attitudes, your spontaneous beliefs and attitudes are intertwined. And they also influence your feelings. And your feelings are the source of your thoughts. You see, you can't have a thought without there being a feeling intertwined. If you attempt it, you will discover once again, as you break it down, that it comes from a feeling. As we have suggested, you exist in this reality, in this vibrational level, to experience the feelings and the emotions. And it's from that that your thoughts are intertwined with your beliefs and your attitudes, and it influences your choices and decisions. And your choices and decisions influence your expectation that influences your imagination and what it is that you desire. And it's like a circle and they're all intertwined with each other and they can't separate one from another. But you can influence it with your conscious awareness of who and what you truly are. Consciously becoming aware of what your attitude is, the spontaneous attitude. Consciously being aware of your feelings and your emotions. Consciously being aware of your thoughts that are intertwined with that feelings and emotions and that spring from your beliefs and your attitudes and that influence your choices and decisions that result in the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. That's how you create your reality. Whether you choose to believe it or not is immaterial. If you choose not to believe that that's how you create it, then you will create it spontaneously. You will create it regardless, but you will not feel like you are in charge. And there's nothing wrong with that. If you wish to experience this reality based upon the concept that you're not in control, that's why you entered into this vibrational level in the first place. That's why you put in place all of the limitations of understanding who and what you truly are. So that you could experience a reality that appears to be beyond your capacity to control. That was your choice. That's why you came here. So there's nothing wrong with that. However, if you wish to influence it consciously, then you must accept the responsibility. You must accept the concept that it's your choice. Because if it's only if it's your choice can you make the choice to change it. And if you choose not to believe that you can change it, that's still your choice. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold, without exception. If you wish to influence it consciously, understand that what it is that you desire is what it is that you experience. Utilize your imagination. Utilizing that imagination in an altered state of consciousness can enhance the capacity to create the reality because you can do it without such a strong influence on your belief in time and space. Develop the expectation that you can bring it into your reality like who you are. Begin to love yourself consciously. Be aware that your thoughts and feelings are combined and are a result of your beliefs and belief systems. Be aware that your choices and decisions are based upon these attitudes, these spontaneous attitudes, based upon your feelings, based upon your thoughts, based upon what it is that you believe. Pay attention. Pay attention particularly to the spontaneous attitudes, the spontaneous thoughts and feelings, the spontaneous choices, the ones you make is, why did I do that? Why did that occur? And once again, for many it would be, well, I'm really not in control. And that's all right. If that's your choice, it's your choice. However, if you wish to have that capacity to influence consciously, then you have to accept the responsibility and understand that it is your choice. That it is your choice. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. Understand what it is that you desire. Be very specific. Utilize your imagination and be very specific in your imagination. Utilize all your senses. Develop the expectation. If you don't think it's possible, it's because you don't somehow feel that you're worthy. You don't feel that it's possible. Pay attention then to those feelings that influence your thoughts. Pay attention to the choices and decisions that you make, because they are as a result of those feelings, that are as a result of the attitudes and the beliefs, that are as a result of the thoughts, that are all intertwined. Pay attention. Don't discard it as being somehow something that just popped in there and I don't know where that came from and I guess it's really not all that important. If you wish to have this capacity to consciously influence your reality, it is very important. Understand that you are the creator of your reality. That it's a validation of your desires, of your beliefs and belief systems. And to decide and to choose to not be in control is an absolutely valid choice and decision. There is no judgment from the spark of consciousness from which you create your reality. It validates and gives to you that which you desire without exception. It validates your beliefs and belief systems without exception. It's your choice. It's your reality. And you do and can influence it through your conscious state of mind. Absolutely. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
Really? I'd like to ask a question. Incarnation now is very concerned about the disappearance of an airplane that originated in the Malaysian country of Malaysia, and great efforts is being expended to find out what happened, and probably secondly why. And as entities, we're all very interested in that, those questions. Can you shed any light for on that?
What's interesting, but perhaps difficult to accept, is that when an incident occurs in your reality, each of you are involved in the creation of that incident. Each of you that participates in that creation process holds a belief in a belief system. Each of you is responsible for that incident. And that becomes difficult to accept. You're speaking about an incident where there has been this loss of entities who are, in your awakened consciousness state, seemingly not communicating or interacting with others. We assure you, in altered states of consciousness, they interact with the rest of you. at certain levels of your consciousness, you not only have the answer to your question, but you have the absolute understanding of what occurred and why it occurred. It becomes very difficult to accept, because in your awakened consciousness fact, once again, you believe that this is it. This is the whole concept. And yet, in your altered state of consciousness, you are not only aware, you participate in this particular interaction, and others who are more closely connected participate even more. And what's really interesting in this particular instance is that the members of what you would refer to as the families have not only participated, but have agreed at some level of their consciousness to create that reality and to correct this seemingly catastrophe in what you experience in your awakened consciousness, that is a catastrophe. And the level of consciousness from which entities create their reality, there is rejoicing in this creation process. That becomes a difficult concept to grasp. In this instance, there is, in your awakened consciousness, that the perception that you have lost several entities that are somehow gone from your awakened consciousness creation concept of reality, of believing that they have somehow terminated this incarnational period. There are other instances that occur in your day-to-day activities and are occurring at the time of this disappearance, which are what you might refer to as much more detrimental to entities in terms of the what you would refer to as terrible interactions between entities, where there is a loss of what you refer to as human life that is far greater than what has been experienced in the loss of the entities that were on your type of airplane that you refer to. What becomes even more difficult to grasp is the understanding that each of you participate in that creation process. Each of you at some level of your consciousness is aware of the atrocities that are being committed against one another, that are, for all intents and purposes, much more devastating to your human existence than is the loss of your airplane of these entities. What becomes difficult to grasp is that each of you, at some level of your consciousness, is not only aware of, but participating in, the perpetuation of this illusion and of these seemingly terrible incidences that are occurring. You recently experienced a shifting in your earth surface that, as you will discover, has resulted in much more catastrophe than what is presently being presented. And yet, it becomes very difficult for each of you to grasp the concept that that's your creation. We've suggested, and it becomes again difficult for you to grasp the concept, that this is an illusion. And when you look at it as an illusion, then it's important for you to grasp as well the concept that you exist, each of you. And when we say you, we're referring to each and every entity in your entire human consciousness and vibrational level existence. Each of you exist within each and every atom of the entire universe, which includes this shifting of the earth. Crust, as you call it, of the earth system. Each of you is responsible for and involved in that, what you would refer to as a disaster or a catastrophe. each of you are as involved in that incident as much as the pilots that were flying your plane are involved in the incident that you refer to. Each of you exists within each and every atom of the entire universe. That becomes a difficult concept to grasp. And we understand that in your awakened consciousness that it is very difficult for you to accept not only you, and we refer to once again as you as a human consciousness, to accept the responsibility for all that occurs within your so-called awakened consciousness stack. Each of you is involved. Each of you agree to participate. Each of you are aware at some level of your consciousness of all that is occurring within your system. It's so much more than what you can experience or believe in your awakened consciousness stack. We've suggested many times that if it was possible for you to, in your awakened consciousness state, hold all of it is that you are aware of in your altered state of consciousness, you would not continue to exist within this vibrational level. The illusion would disappear. You would be gone. You choose to put in place the limitations. And yet at some level of your consciousness, not only do you understand what is occurring, you participate in, you are a part of. Your consciousness, a spark of consciousness, exists within each and every atom of the entire universe. You are one, and yet you are each individual. It defies explanation. A very difficult concept to grasp, but nonetheless a very accurate one. In your awakened consciousness state, one has a tendency to dwell upon one particular instance. You have difficulty in your awakened consciousness state to hold more than one particular thought in your so-called mental state. And yet in your altered state of consciousness, you are aware of all of the occurrences. It's limitless of what it is for you to experience. Because of your thoughts and feelings and your choices and decisions in your awakened conscious state, you dwell upon one item. And in this instance, your question is about a particular airplane that disappeared. While at other levels of your consciousness, you were aware of other so-called disasters and catastrophes and indeed other very positive activities that are occurring throughout your entire Earth system, throughout your entire universe. What do you believe becomes very difficult. It becomes very difficult for many to believe that this is an illusion, and as a result of you existing with each and every atom of the entire universe, that you exist as other entities in other areas of your so-called universe, outside of your Earth system. You exist in each and every atom of the entire universe. You choose in your awakened consciousness state to not be aware. The irony of it is that in the instance to which you refer, many of the entities who are very close members to those entities who were involved in that airplane disappearance are quite close to consciously being aware of what occurred, but choose not to tap into that awareness, if you wish. Many times, you are interacting with other entities, and you have the capacity to interact in what you refer to as a telepathic means of communication. Each of you has that capacity. Each of you continuously has this information that is there and available for you to access. Many times when it's there, one looks upon it as imagination, particularly as one does not develop that capacity to understand what's their imagination and what is indeed information that you are receiving telepathically from other entities. In the instances which you refer, there are indeed entities who are on that verge of accepting that information, but choosing not to separate from what it is their imagination and what it is interactions with other entities. We hate to give you predictions. We very, very seldom give predictions. The answer to your question is that the plane is lost. The plane is lost in the, based upon the belief systems that you hold within your current reality, and with the understanding that it's an alteration of a belief system that alterates the reality. But based upon the current belief systems that you hold within this particular time frame, you are not going to discover that airplane in the very near future. It's lost. The entity is cease to exist within this vibrational level. Those entities are communicating at various levels of consciousness with other entities that are very close to them in this incarnational period, and that interaction is available to each of you should you choose to tap into it and express that intent. But to answer your question, the short term, it is very unlikely, based upon your present belief systems, that you will in the very near future have any discovery of what is the loss of that airplane. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Well, now, a very interesting concept. That you exist within each and every atom of the entire universe. That the interactions, the occurrences that are being carried out throughout your Earth system are available to each of you. You see, while many are very interested in the concept of having their consciousness travel to some other area of your Earth system so that they can be aware of what's occurring there, the answer and the simplicity to that desire is to understand that your consciousness is already there. It's not a case of transferring your consciousness, but it's a case of becoming aware of your consciousness in that area. We have within this group of our entities existing here other entities from other areas of your Earth system who frequently interact, drop in if you wish, become aware of our interactions, of the energy that you create, and as a result of that energy, tap into it if you wish, become aware of their consciousness in this particular area and participate in your energy creation process and your silent communications and interactions. There are some entities that are here frequently and who understand in their altered state of consciousness, in their meditative state, that they are participating in and interacting within our particular group and the energy that you create. Some of those entities are also quite aware of activities that are occurring throughout your Earth system. Frequently, I'm very reluctant to express those understandings and interactions, because in your awakened consciousness state, they are frequently shunned, if you wish, and in some societies even branded as outcasts and are persecuted for beliefs and belief systems and actions that they participate in. That capacity, that ability to be aware of what's occurring throughout your Earth system, throughout your entire universe, is available to each of you. You have but to believe, but to understand and accept that your consciousness exists within each and every atom of the entire universe. You have but to grasp the understanding that it's an illusion, and that you are the creator and co-creator of the illusion, and therefore can participate in, be involved in, and extend and accept and be aware of the consciousness that's occurring in every part of your entire universe. You are already there. You can tap into, you can express the emotions and feelings that you experience in those interactions. It's all there. You choose not to believe. You choose to limit your capacity to understand. You choose to put in place the electromagnetic type of energy and limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. You can, however, step outside to a certain extent of those limitations and be aware of your consciousness that exists throughout the entire universe. For many, an altered state of consciousness, in your meditative state, you become involved in those interactions, and many times you look upon it as an imaginary interaction. And quite frequently when you receive those images in your awakened consciousness state, it's quite easy to put it aside as just an imaginary, to not be aware of what it is that you're experiencing, to not be aware of the information that's available to each of you. Pay attention to the spontaneous suggestions. Pay attention to the intuitive suggestions that you receive. Pay attention. Begin to tap into if that's what your desire is. It's not necessary. But if you wish to be involved in that type of interaction, then you must pay attention. You must pay attention. When you perceive that something is going to occur in the very near future, pay attention. Pay attention to that intuitive suggestion. Begin to separate what's an intuitive suggestion from what you believe to be your imagination. Begin to understand that your consciousness is existing in and aware of all of the interactions in the entire universe. You will begin to have the capacity to understand when your phone is going to ring before the communication begins. You will begin to have the capacity to perceive the thoughts and feelings of another entity, if that's what you wish. With it also comes the understanding and the perception that you will indeed feel is not only what you believe to be the positive aspects of the interaction, such as when the telephone would ring, which is like a simple little indicator that there is more to this reality than what you perceive in your awakened consciousness state. But you also begin to perceive what you refer to as the negative aspects of the atrocities that exist throughout your entire universe. You may well wish to turn it off. Your choice. Absolutely. You exist within each and every atom of the entire universe. If you wish to experience this thought transformation, it's much easier to grasp that concept if you understand that your consciousness is already there, and it's a case of becoming aware of that consciousness in that area as opposed to transporting your consciousness to that area. Now, once again, it has been a very enjoyable interaction, and we would like to express our thanks to each of you again, and we would like to remind you as well that, once again, we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level, and should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.
Mm-hmm.